It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Maintaining my social distance. How are you doing?
That's good. Yes, I too. And we got about 6 feet between us here. Probably be five.
Maybe four or five.
Ben,
yeah.
Lean back a little bit here. We're good.
I ain't sick. Yep. And you've sworn you have allergies only.
I was sneezing,
only.
But I sneeze this time of the year every year, so I'm hoping I don't have a fever or anything. So I think we're good. So far, so good.
No mask.
No mask, but...
Maybe you should. You might look better.
Yeah, that's true. I've been told that before. My wife did sew one. I knew of a nice big orange mask.
So I'm kidding, of
course. Start wearing it. Yeah, no, that's... Actually, I have a face for radio, so...
Oh, yeah. That makes two of us, so...
Well, are we saluting a veteran today, or...
Unfortunately, we're not. We're saluting all veterans.
So you haven't been able to get back to your office here lately.
No, unfortunately not, so... Still working from my dining room table and responding to messages as I can.
We salute all the vets today.
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we're going to talk about there was an action by the Office of Personnel Management from the VA invites retired medical personnel back to work. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a March 24th press release from the Department of Veterans Affairs, how in the wake of this public health concern, VA is inviting former VA medical staff to come back to work to supplement their workforce. Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, approved a request from the Department of Veterans Affairs on March 19th to waive a section of federal law that governs retired VA workers. The waiver makes it easier for the department to rehire retired VA healthcare workers and will help VA healthcare facilities bolster their medical staffs during the COVID-19 pandemic. VA plans to use the waiver authority to begin hiring actions as early as this week, and the department's inviting interested retired physicians, nurses, pharmacists, laboratory techs, respiratory therapists, and other medical professionals to register online. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie says this action will help on the department surge capacity as needed. On behalf of all the veterans we serve, I thank OPM for its quick action. Invite our retired healthcare workers to consider coming back to VA during this crucial time. When rehired retirees' salaries are normally reduced to reflect the retirement annuity they're already receiving. However, this waiver eliminates that salary reduction, making the prospect of returning to VA employment more appealing. So basically, you come back, we'll pay a normal wage as opposed to the retirement wage you are receiving. So a little bonus for them.
Right. I think there's quite a few medical people coming out of retirement all over these days.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
It's all over the news. Of course, you go to any news source and all they're talking about is the COVID-19 pandemic.
Kind of the big thing in everybody's mind these days.
That's right. OPM, this waiver authority expires after 1 year. You can learn more about VA's COVID-19 response. You can go to va.gov/coronavirus. All one word. So far, I have a conference call coming up this week with the Minneapolis VA to talk about what's going on there. But as far as I know, the VA is still seeing patients, although they're probably doing some screenings and more information on, if you have upcoming appointments or whatnot, you can contact the nearest VA healthcare facility where you have your appointment, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact my office, although we are closed until at least until... Friday the 10th at 5 p.m.
Physically closed at the courthouse. You can still access the courthouse offices via telephone or...
Yes, you can contact the office. Our phone number is 598-3445. And leave a message. Please leave a message with a phone number so I can return your call and see if I can help you out in this time of need. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we don't have anything to plug for any of the VFs or Legions or anything either because they're all...
pretty well closed. The bars are closed.
Yep.
And no group activities. And
no meals.
No bingo. None of that going on right now. So hopefully we'll get all that squared away so we can get back to that.
Yeah, I think we'll, after we come out of this, I think we'll appreciate the normalcy of things, you know.
Well, it kind of disrupts the routine. I know I was, back when 9/11 happened, they were interviewing some people and they were asking them what they missed the most, you know, after the big event. And, and it, a lot of them said, the bulk of them said it messed up their routine. They didn't have, you know, it just kind of messes up your life because you're, you kind of get on track with what you do, and all of a sudden that wasn't there anymore.
I was on active duty at that time, so you know, the only things I noticed that were different were, you know, we had to show our IDs to get into our barracks,
right,
and make sure we were on the list. We had to do vehicle inspections, post gate guards at the military base. So spent a lot of time looking under vehicles at right after 9/11.
Yeah, so. Well, that incident changed a lot of the what we do, so I'm sure this one probably will too. But
it sure did. So
that's life, I guess.
Yep.
It's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Always interesting.
Yep.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate you coming in, and again, hopefully we'll get you back in your office one of these days before too long, but give you a call if they need help.
That's right. 320-598-3445.
All right. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.